Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio speaking to Dream Team athlete Ben Turnbow, second year in a row, the wrestler from the Potosi Trojans. Ben, thank you for joining us today, and congratulations once more on becoming a Dream Team athlete. Second year in a row. Last year, you were the first wrestler from Potosi to get that award. Just talk about the last couple of years and what it's meant to be respected by so many coaches from the area.
You know, it means a whole bunch to not only earn the respect of the wrestlers, but the coaches in the area that really know. They know wrestling. They've been around it for a long time. And after achieving great success, you know, for yourself, and then having other people realize that with such great knowledge in the world of wrestling, it really means a lot.
Now, when I talked to your coach earlier this week, he said that you were up in St. Louis wrestling. He said you just never quit. You're always wrestling. Is that something that is a choice that was an easy choice for you to make, or was it something you had to get a little push from some of the coaches at a younger age to do that?
No, I mean, it was always really easy for me. I don't know. I just really fell in love with the sport of wrestling, and it's not really even a chore for me, you know? I mean, obviously, there's going to be those days where those athletes just don't want to get up and go to practice. But the motivation, Nick Perler says this all the time, and I really look up to him. Great wrestler. He says the motivation comes after the work all the time, and that's true. Some days you're not going to be feeling it, but after you get in there and you just battle it out with some really good kids, you know, nationally ranked kids, I mean, you feel worlds better after, and you never regret more wrestling.
Your coach, Coach David, leads a very vibrant attitude, very energetic. Does that rub off on you a lot?
I mean, I feel like maybe not rub off, but we both have that energetic kind of go-get-it attitude, and I feel like we both kind of feed off each other. So if one of us is having an off day, we're like, come on, you know that's not you. So we pick up on each other's energy, and we just kind of feed off each other, and I think the whole team really kind of falls right into that. We've all started being a whole lot more energetic and just more fun loving this wrestling season.
Now, I do hate to bring this up. It's a little good and a little bad in this little question I have for you. The good is that you went 42 wins and just one loss on the year. The bad was that one loss came in the state championship in the 182 weight class. You said last year you're one of those kids that doesn't really take losing very well. So I imagine wrestling up in St. Louis not too long ago was kind of your way of maybe getting past that that anger that maybe you have. Do you feel like you're able to prepare for losing a little bit better? I know it's kind of a weird question, but just your thoughts on losing in the final possible match.
Well, for me, losing has never even really been in the picture. I've never expected to lose. I've never seen losing as an option. And when I do, I'm not one of those guys who sees it as a learning experience there at first. You know, if you're looking back on it, yeah, I definitely learned something. But losing, it's hard to prepare for it. And I don't think I'm ever going to prepare for it, because then that would mean I'd have to be thinking about it. And I just think about winning, scoring more points, just going after people, wrestling the way I do. And I'm not going to change that just because of one loss. You know, I still got another year, and I feel like I wrestled a great match in the finals. I think I made a strategic error, and that kid capitalized on it. But that won't change the way I wrestle, the way I practice, or the way I look at wrestling.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the whole you have another year to go. I mean, as a sophomore Dream Team athlete, junior Dream Team athlete, state championship round, Coach David leads. How much of the training that you did in the off season, how much of the motivation that he provides you, how much of that has really made you a better wrestler from your sophomore year to your junior year, and how much do you anticipate that happening for your senior year as well?
Well, I'm telling you what, my off seasons, they're packed. I mean, they are packed with some really hard wrestling. I put myself in a position with some great kids. Jeremiah Reed, Hannibal LaGrange wrestler, he's a college kid doing great. You got Corey Peterson. He's a state finalist as well in class 4. I got Dan Lovelace that I wrestle with. He is a Mizzou All-American. I mean, and that helps, you know, wrestling those elite guys are going to make you an elite guy. And I'm going to continue to do so. And I'm going to try to even find even better partners, even better competition, better kids, different styles of wrestling, so I can be better prepared for every single possibility that there is.
You mentioned that you're a very self-motivated kid, and you have Coach David Leeds, who you also mentioned just a very similar attitude, outlook on wrestling and getting ready for every match and this and that. Who else has been a big factor in your life growing up through the wrestling? You mentioned sixth grade and on you've been wrestling. So who's really made that huge impact that just really stands out?
The huge impact would have to be, I would say the huge impact is probably Nick Perler. Nick Perler he is just an outstanding man. He's an outstanding wrestling coach. Still at however old he is the fastest wrestler I've ever seen in my life. And he's just impressive. He knows how to live life. He knows how to wrestle. He knows how to improve yourself overall. And of course there's my dad who hauls me, everywhere. You can't find a place that this guy hasn't just taken me. We've drove to dang near every state to wrestle, spent hours and hours that he could be, doing anything else. So I really got to give thanks to my dad, and I got to give thanks to Nick Perler, Coach Leeds, my very first coach, who was a big motivator in my life and still is. We still talk very often. That's Coach Flesh. He's now coaching at Logan Rogersville, so he's a great coach, still coaching. And I've had a whole lot of motivators in my life, but I'd say Nick Perler, especially this last summer, has been a huge motivator and a huge part of my success.
Well, it seems like you're destined for great things. You're already accomplishing great things. A Dream Team athlete back-to-back years, just one loss this season, making it to the state championship final match. Ben Turnbow, it was a pleasure interviewing you today. Thank you for joining us, and can't wait to see you at the ceremony.
Can't wait.